Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk. How is everything? What is going on with you all? I hope you all are excited about tonight. I was looking at my phone where I see Minister Margot was calling in. And I'm going to put you all on hold for a moment to see if I can hook Minister Margot up with my phone line. I think she's having a problem with her phone line. So let me put the call together. Just hold on a moment. Please don't hang up. Okay, I'm back. Thank you all for being patient and holding on. Minister Margot was dealing with some temporary problems with Blog Talk and her phone, but we're going to proceed on with a three-way call. Ain't God good? God will always make a way. So what we're going to do is going to say again, thank you all for being patient. Thank you all for calling in. We know that God is good. God is able. And we're going to say, this is Monday Night Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, where God sends his messengers to bring his word and to bring his word forth from his word, where you can read along for yourself, get your Bibles, your pens, pads, and paper, notebook, whatever you need to get to take down notes, because we are WWW, World Wide Web. We are all over the world with this ministry. And we're going to just go in with this scripture. It is our foundational scripture that says from Matthew 6 and 33, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, in this day and time, we know that we will seek God first. And one thing I'm so glad about, even though we get the news, everybody's buying toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and tissue, you know what else I'm seeing on Facebook and other social media? People are calling out to God. Look what God is doing. God will teach you and show you. You will get back on your knees and your face before him and acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And with that being said, we're going to go straight into prayer. Minister Sheila had texted me earlier and said that she was at work and would not be able to call in till later. So we're going to go straight into prayer. Father God, we thank you for tonight, O Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you once again and ask you to forgive us of every sin willingly, every sin unwillingly, every sin knowingly, and even the sins we are not aware that we've knowingly done. God, we just want to say we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. God, we acknowledge you as being our one and only living God. We acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, as being the one and only Son of the only living God. God, we acknowledge that we need you. We acknowledge that America needs you. We acknowledge that without you, that it's just not the corona, but anything and everything that could come upon this earth would come upon it and just take us over. But God, as long as we keep you first, far more in center, that we are able to withstand, endure, and hold out and trust you with everything. God, for we just know America will stay on its face and on its knees before you because you are God of this earth. You are God of this universe. You are God of all the planets in the world. You are God. And with that being said, God, we just want to say we thank you. We thank you, we thank you for another opportunity. Again, bless America, bless the whole wide world, bless everyone that's dealing with whatever they're dealing with, and teach them that your word is true. Teach them and give them a spirit to want to know your word, to want to know you. Oh, God, we just want to say we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. And as I always say, hashtag I trust God. I'm going to say tonight, hashtag we are going to learn to trust God. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen. And with that being said, at the lateness of the hour, We are not going to prolong any longer. We're going to hand it right over into the hands of the woman of God. Minister Margot, have your way. Let God use you and do whatever God told you to do on the night. It's in your hands. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank you, Minister Kaiser. I'm thanking God for this opportunity. I know that I have been calling in, and I had several other people call in and tell me that the circuits are busy and they can't get through. But we know also that this has an archive, so those that can't get through tonight, then we'll be able to hear it at a different time. So we're just going to go forward and believe God that His will be done in this. Lord, I just ask you to help me. Help me to deliver this. Help me to get out of the way and give out what you have given me. In Jesus' name, and we go forward. I hope you can still hear me. I am certain many of God's children have recited and meditated on many scriptures during this time of upheaval and change. Scriptures that are encouraging us to be strong, to hold fast to our convictions and to walk in faith. However, we cannot help but look around us and see the condition of the so-called developed nations of the world and not wonder what's next. We have to look at certain facts. We are in perilous times. We are living through extraordinary stressors. People are anxious and worried. People are actually frightened and feel powerless. And some of these people are believers. The spirit of fear has gripped many hearts and has seized people's minds despite God's word. There are many scriptures on which we can meditate and draw strength from. For example, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's Joshua 1 and 9. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34 and 4. Wherever I am, and whenever I am afraid, I will trust you. And that's Psalm 56. Also, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41 and 10. And finally, we hear consistently, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. This is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. However, situations and circumstances around us are changing quickly. Our political leaders are uncertain as what to do next and how to proceed. Our religious leaders are striving to follow local mandates and still meet the needs of their congregation. Businesses are being restricted. Schools and universities are closed. Some businesses are closing their stores to customers. This pandemic has changed and is changing our daily lives. As I was reviewing the definition pandemic, which is an outbreak of a disease that occurs over a wide geographic area, I noticed the word pandemonium. A pandemonium is a wild because of anger or excitement in a crowd or a crowd of people. It's a chaotic situation. It occurred to me that we are not in a state of emergency. We are in a state of pandemonium. We in America have become engulfed in a state of fear, to the point of allowing those fears to override common sense. and cause irrational behavior like fighting over toilet paper and Lysol wipes and hoarding food and paper towels. And I continued researching pandemonium and found the word also has a dictionary entry as a proper noun. That makes it a specific person, place, thing, or idea. Capitalized, pandemonium means the infernal regions of hell. Pandemonium is the abode of all demons. It is unrestrained disorder. It is a place of utter chaos. And from the Latin, it means evil spirit. And if you look at the word itself, within the word pandemonium is the word demon. We as Christians and followers of Christ should not be surprised that hate, fear, and chaos are running rapid in our streets. The demons of pandemonium have clearly been working overtime. They have established a stronghold, and they've gained much ground. I have heard several people, some high church officials, say, well, God stopped business as usual to get the world's attention. But I submit to you, God did this as he does all things to get the attention of those who claim to love him. God is working with me during this time of upheaval to look at my heart, to look at my walk, to look at my words, to look at my thoughts, and to look closely at my actions. Have I really been about my Father's business? Have I searched his word and applied it to my heart? I encourage you to do the same. Ask yourself, have I truly been on the battlefield for God? Or have I simply been an active observer? You may say to yourself, well, I pray, I read the scripture, I attend church, I pay tithes, you know, I'm endowed, I give my offerings. But can you say you are actively in the battle? Can you say you are challenging the demons that are destroying our communities? Are we warring daily against the demons that are attacking the saints of God and those they love? There is much to do. There are many that need fervent prayer and careful attention. I encourage you to ask God for your assignment. And if the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, has already revealed it to you, then I say, get on your job. What God has for you to do, only you can do it. Don't wait to be asked. You must step up. God has commissioned and ordained you. You are his soldier. You are on the battlefield. But the battle is the Lord. He will lead you and guide you. No matter what is going on around us, we still have a job to do. And as I prepared for this message, the enemy waged a battle against me, asking me, what could you possibly have to say that will be of benefit to others? People are going through all types of issues. Let someone more qualified do this. I almost called Minister Renee and canceled. And then when I tried to call in, I got a busy signal. I got circuits saying all the circuits are busy. But I have accepted this assignment. And with God's help, I have prevailed. And I will continue to prevail to fight for God. And thank you, God, because I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise because he leads me and he guides me. And I look to him, my Father, for which cometh my help. God helped me to conquer my anxiety today. He helped me to push through the roadblocks and he placed, that were placed in my path, I mean. He calmed my spirit. And as I prepared, his word strengthened me. It strengthened my resolve and enabled me, though uncertain, to move forward in his strength. And he reminded me about Philippians 4 and 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. On Saturday night, I listened to Pastor John Hanna and his Bible study. And during that, he said, we need to pray like this thing is at your doorstep. Little did I know, just hours later, my loving sister, who is like a surrogate mom, would be attacked by this vicious virus. And she has been tested and found to have it. But I refuse to be fearful. I believe the report of the Lord. She is the redeemed of the Lord. Her strength will be renewed. She has the peace of God. And we as the saints of God must pray for those that are actively being attacked and afflicted physically and emotionally by this virus. We must pray for everyone that's dealing with the consequences of the results of this virus as it spreads. There are many challenges ahead of us. Things are changing rapidly. As I speak to you, events are being canceled. I am certain there are many more things that will be canceled. But remember, God's word will not be canceled. Faith will not be canceled. Hope will not be canceled. And his love for us will never be canceled. I leave with you Romans 8, 35, 37, and 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things, every battle we fight, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Lord, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I worship you, I magnify you, and I believe your word. Not feeling, but I believe your truth. Your word is settled in the heaven, and I believe it. We believe it. Those that love you believe your word. We stand on it, and we stand strong. And we go into the battle knowing the battle is yours. And there are more with us than that are against us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Minister Kaiser?
Yes, you. Yes. God, I thank you. I thank you for the want. I thank you for not giving up, the not giving in, the not the not having a spirit of fear. Father, I thank you for the woman of God saying, God, I trust you. I trust you, God, and I'm going to accept your call. You know, Apostle Elect Cecilia always say, God, I'm going to accept what you allow. And I thank God that he, when people look for him to come one way, God say, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Nor your ways are my ways.
Amen.
Don't If you think I'm going to come this way, ah, while you looking over there, I'm coming down from the top. While you looking over here, I'm coming up behind you. God is not a God that he should be put in a circle, a box, or have limitations on him. Yeah. God is not that kind of God. I thank you, Minister Margo, for saying, God, I'm going to go to a source that I think can help me get your word out. And I'm just loving the fact that you said, I accept the plan that God has for me. I thank God for you just coming through with what he told you to do, because we do know that man will try to come all kind of ways, but he ain't too much going to try to come this way or that way. That shows us the way to God. On today, Apostle Elect had said to me, she said, I was telling her about something I read on Facebook. She said, well, what happened? Did people forget about having church in their basement? Did people forget about having church in their homes? Did people forget that you can have church anywhere? You are the church in so many words. So wherever you be, that's where the church will be. Don't worry about if they close the building. She said, because the pastors may have to close the building to clean it so that when the people do come in. You know, she said, so when she said it, I said, God, that's powerful, because a lot of times we don't think of it like that. We'd be like, oh, they closing down the church. No, you can't close down the church, because you are the living a message of God. You know, we're read by many. People are looking at us. People are seeing what we're doing, because they want to come up with an excuse. But my excuse is, I trust God.
Praise God.
So wherever I walk, like your word said, I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I will, you know, I'm not going to be deceived, and I'm not going to be deceived by what the news is saying.
Yes.
Or what the governor is saying, or the mayor, or the alderman, or the president. I'm not going to be persuaded by what they said, because one thing I do know, God had me to read where Peter shook it off in the fire.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, God, whatever comes upon me, that's going to be my time to sit back and say, okay, God, I'm going to get in your face.
Yeah.
And say, God, what is it that I haven't done?
In my heart, yeah.
That's it. What is it that I'm walking in? Because obviously it's something I need to do a little better that has gotten me to a place where I'm saying, okay, Lord, is it that you're going to use me as a testimony for somebody to say, okay, I don't know what it was or whatever it was, God brought me through, God brought me out. Because no matter what I was going through, I stayed before God.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, you have me to do Friday nights. You have me associated with Mondays. I call in on Sundays. God, I'm going to get before your men and women of God, before your vessels. I'm going to talk with them. I'm going to pray with them. God, I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
You know, for those that didn't get through, know when the enemy is trying to block something from you that's going to help you. This may not have been a long word, but it was a powerful word. You got to understand, when things are going on, you got to say, okay, God, what do I do from here?
Yeah.
Do I need to go back later and listen to it? Do I need to call somebody that can help me get a way through? God, what is it you're going to have me to do right here?
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. For we are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Yes.
We will not be thrown in a place where we don't know which way to go. Not unless we want to play like we don't.
Yep. He's on his job, but we got to be on ours.
That's it. That's it. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, that's what he means.
Yes.
Don't limit me. Just apply me to everything you do. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord.
Thank
when you lay all through the day, thank you, Lord. When you lay down at night, thank you, Lord. When you wake up through the middle of the night, okay, Lord, what is it you need me to do? Is it that You want me to pray for somebody, or you want me to pray for myself, or you want to just talk to me and want me to just be quiet and listen, or you just want me to lay here and give you praise? What is it that you want me to do, God?
Amen, amen.
Acknowledge yeah. God. So, I got a chance to talk to Apostle-elect. She said, there's people on the line. So at this time, I'm going to step back and open up the lines and let people minister unto you, Sister Margo, to encourage you to keep doing what God said. It's no mistake. I told you, God told me to ask you. It wasn't nothing that I came up with. It wasn't a bright idea of mine. I had it up before God for quite a while. God, what do you want me to do concerning this Monday?
Praise God.
Who would you want me to put in this place? If he had told me to stay, I'd have stayed. But he told me who to choose.
Thank you.
And to ask. And I didn't ask you at a point of time where you had to give me an answer right away. No, no, no.
To God. Praise
God. God told me that when to ask you, and I did it. And we sat and we talked, and you know this for yourself. You said what and when. And he didn't tell me to keep calling. You sure now? You didn't get, because I had to allow God to do what he said he was going to do because of the seed that he planted.
Amen.
You are the woman.
Thank you.
You are the one.
Thank you, God.
He said, come out of the back. You've been hiding too long.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So when it comes that you don't believe it, so God said, I'm going to let people tell you. I did say, Margo.
Thank you.
I said it. Because at a time like this, God is going to use the unusual. He's going to use the ones that people don't normally hear from.
Thank you, God.
He's going to use the ones that stand back and smile and say, yes, Lord. Yes, that's God. Now, it said it's time for you to come to the front.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't keep giving me your mouth praise. Let me know you mean it for real.
Help me, God.
Let me see you step out into the deep. Launch out there. Show me and show others what I've put in you from birth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
So I'm going to ask the apostle, if it's possible, open up the lines and let the people speak to this woman of God and encourage her and let her know God did choose you. Apostle, are the lines open?
Lines still open from the beginning. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Margo?
People, the lines are open.
Margo?
Yes.
Margo?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Margo?
You can't hear me?
Oh, yes. My dear sister Margo, I just want to thank you for that powerful, anointing, encouraging word of God for such a time as this. This is your sister Felicia.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Is there anyone else that want to speak into this woman of God's life? Come on down the line.
While they're preparing for what they want to say, I just want to say, Minister Margaret, thank you for your persistence. Thank you for your diligence. I'm so grateful for the message and the messenger, and even for those that diligently kept calling in and trying to get in, because during this time, just like you said, the word pandemic and the different things that have the demonic and spiritual warfare that's connected to them, we have to know whether it's calling in because you are the minister, or whether it's calling in because you want to hear the minister and the word of God that's going to be spoken through them. We have to realize that, yes, the lines will be busy. Yes, there will be connectivity issues. Yes, there will be things going on to try to prevent the word or to discourage. And so I thank you for, even when I was trying to call in for work today. It was some things I had to do, and it was like a half an hour just calling, calling, calling. It was a, I didn't get the busy signals at first. I was getting there is no networks available. I was getting all types of errors, and my boss was calling me, and I was calling him, and we were going back and forth. So that was work. That was just day-to-day work. So if a word like you spoke on tonight was coming through, you know, the enemy didn't want us to hear it. But thank you for your persistence. Thank you for allowing the Lord to speak through you. And I receive every word that you spoke on tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Apostle. Is there anyone else prepared at this time to say something to this woman of God? Encourage her.
I'm encouraged.
Okay, if no one else have anything to say, Minister Margaret, I just want to say to you, yes, go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Hi,
hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah. Hi, I was Minister Merkel. This is Carmita Seabury. I was moved by what you said tonight and the way that you broke it down. Truly, truly, God was directing your speech and directing your heart. And I felt the Spirit of God in the room. And especially when you say it, to pray like this thing is at your door, and that he's trying to get the attention of those who love him. I had never thought about it in that manner, and I thank you for bringing that up. Very moving, very powerful, and I appreciate you and love you.
Thank you so much, Carmita, my sister in love forever. We just pray to God, thank you.
And also, I have to say, breaking down the pandemonium and pandemic and the evil spirit and demon, I said, okay, look at her go. God is working with this woman. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to take notes.
You.
It was. go ahead.
It's so fast. Well, I can only be me. I can only do what God is showing me. And when he showed me that demon in the middle of that word, I said, people need to know. They are out here for their purpose, their enemy.
Amen.
They are working overtime. They don't want us on our jobs. They want us distracted. They want us looking here and there and fearful and running here and there instead of saying no.
You cannot have
the people that we love. You cannot have our minds, our thoughts, our energy. We have to be about God's business. That's one thing, Apostle Sandra, we know. She was on the battlefield for God.
Yes.
124/7, always. And she would never turn her back on anyone who needed a word of encouragement, a listening ear, a word from God. No matter what she was going through, she always had time for her Father's business, and that's what we need to be about.
Is there anyone else would like to speak at this time? Well, God, I'm going to say again, I thank you for this woman of God not letting a setback set her back, not letting distractions distract her, not letting her take on the attitude, well, I'm not going to go through because there is people that's well known and people that have much to say. They let them say it. No. God said, I said you. I said you say it. You once told me, God, if you tell me, I'll say it. God, if you send me, I'll go.
Yeah.
God, whatever you tell me to do, God, I'm willing to do it. He said, now, you said, let my will be done. This is my will.
Thank God.
This is my will. Now, do what I've signed you to do. Accept the assignment. As a teacher, you tell your students, I've given you an assignment.
Yeah.
Did you do what you were assigned to do?
You
got that grade because you didn't turn in all of your assignments. You didn't pass this class because you didn't get a passing grade for on that assignment. Now, if you want to go to the next grade, you're going to go to summer school, or you're going to have to repeat this grade over again until you complete that assignment.
My Lord.
So stick to your assignment.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes,
shoot for that. Shoot for that scholar grade.
Yeah. I'm looking for that A.
There you go.
I'm not
that
working
A plus.
For no B. I'm not working for no C. Hallelujah. I'm working for that A.
As Apostle Elect used to tell us, son, B is not an option. Anything less than an A is not an option. And so with me hearing her tell her child that, and it worked, I said it to mine. Anything less than an A is not an option. So we're going to take that A and apply the word of God to all that we do, because we're going to stay on assignment.
Yeah, on assignment.
That's it.
Amen.
This ministry was called years ago, and it's because there was Apostle Elect's assignment to pull people together to share the word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to do what God has told us to do, because Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, is our assignment.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to know, do anyone else would like to say something to this woman of God on tonight? Because this is your assignment. This is your assigned time. You didn't call in for no apparent reason. You didn't call in just because it was an opportunity. Notice I'm trying to use the A words. You called in because it was your assignment. So I'm just asking you now again, do you have anything you would like to say to this woman of God?
I appreciate all those who listened, all those who tuned in, and for those who continued to call in, even though it was busy, and that just really, once I heard that busy signal or that message, I'm like, what? What's going on here? But as you said, there's a war. There's a battle going on. We need to be aware of it. This is not something that the enemy wants to go forward. He wants to deny God's children of everything the Lord has given us. He's given us so much, but he wants us to do his will in our lives and live this thing his way, not ours. So it's a blessing to move forward. It's a blessing. I'm going to keep remembering it. It's a blessing.
God is so good. God is so good. I do know some people are at work and they're not in a position to talk. So I want you all to know, if you wasn't able to say anything, don't let that tie you up, wind you up, put you in a spirit where you say, oh, they talking about me. No. God knows who was supposed to say something and who wasn't able to say nothing. But just if you touch it in a grin with the woman of God,
you're doing your share.
You may have to go back and listen to it later in the archive, which is available an hour after the program is over, and you can listen to it at any given time. But I just want to say this to you. Don't forget, this woman said that she decided to accept the assignment.
Amen.
So just know, we got to get about our Father's business. Corona, mm-hmm. we're going to say, come on and run with it. We're going to forget the corona. Come on and run with it. Run with your assignment.
Amen.
Do what God has told you to do.
Yes.
Because we know in the end we win. We know at the end of the day we get the victory.
Yes.
We know that it's all about leading people back to the man and woman of God to hear the true word of God, not something like it. You know, they're pouring their heart out to you, telling you what God has put in their heart, and they're letting you know, I am not ashamed to tell you about the Lord. I'm not ashamed to tell you about my Father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed to tell you what I believe. And if I don't tell you anything else, I believe that God is God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will stand forever.
Amen.
No matter what, his
Amen.
Word will not perish, it will not expire, and it will not dissolve. His word will stand forever.
Amen.
So I want to say to my family that's on the line, let's hold each other up in prayer, because, again, the Seabury family has lost two of its matriarchs. Mother Mary Alice Seabury in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Mother Matilda Day in Cleveland, Ohio. We know that God is calling his people home. But when you know that when they're going home, that they're going to be in a place where they're going to praise God for the rest of eternity.
Eternity, yes.
That they've won their wings. They've gotten their crown.
Yes.
You know, it's not anything that we can do or say, because no matter what we did or said, if we had a chance to text them, email them, or call them, they'll have the term up that says account been dropped, because they ain't trying to come back here. They ain't trying to hear nothing we got to say, because they fought the fight that they fought. They fought the fight of good faith. They've done everything they had to do to get their reward. And it's our turn. All we have to do now is just know what they taught us, know what they left us with, and know that they lived what we were taught from birth. This ain't nothing. This is not something we picked up along the way. We was born into this.
Yes.
We was taught from the womb, you can't do what other people do.
Yes.
You can't walk like them. You can't dress like them. You can't talk like them. And even if when you try to, people always told us, you look out of place. You sound out of place. They don't even look right on you. That don't sound right coming out your mouth. I don't even know what you're trying to do, because we just didn't look right. We can't fit in when other people try to fit in. And we wonder why people always wanted to be around us, because we didn't realize the light that we were walking in. We didn't realize the blessing that we were. Like I said, we were born into this.
Prayers, prayers.
You know, we thank God that people are finding God through us, because that's our job, to lead them to Christ. That's our job. And we're doing what God has put us here to do. To be a light for those that don't know the light. To be a light for those to see the light and find a way to and back to Christ.
Praise God.
So I just want to say, God, we thank you.
Yes.
The Seabury family is in need of prayer. We're dealing with some one-year anniversaries, and we're dealing with some news. So you all keep us in prayer, because we've lost two more of our matriarchs. Hold up the Seabury family, hold up the Fair family, and just hold up her last name was Matilda Merritt Day. So just hold her up for her children, the Merritts and the Days. Just hold them up. I hope I didn't say it wrong. I don't want to offend nobody, but right now I'm just caught up with everything that we're going through and what we're trying to do for our Father God. We just want you all to know that God is the answer.
Amen.
He is the only answer. It ain't no other answer. It ain't no A or B question. It ain't no true or false. It's one answer. God is the answer. He's the true vine. His Son is the true vine. Only went one way to God, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go around him. You can't go under him. You can't go by him. You can't even slip in. It's only one way. And we're saying to you all, thank you for being faithful. And we're saying thank you for those that's going to be faithful to this ministry. Because God is real.
Yes.
With everything that's going on in this world, but they tell you the corona is real, that's something new. But we know there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
God is not new. He's the same God that he was yesterday,
today,
and forevermore. He's the same God. Seek him while you can. That's what Matthew 6:33 says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Seek God early. Seek him all day. When you're just sitting around not doing anything, get a song in your heart that you could just sing unto God. If you could sing it out loud or you have to sing it in your heart, just get a song unto God. If it's just, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, whatever it is.
Yes.
Get something in your heart to be able to communicate with God, because you're going to need him. You're going to need him. And that is not because the corona came upon you. It's because God said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Mm-hmm. You're going to need God. Mm-hmm. So, Minister Margot, is there anything else you would have to say before we end the program?
Only that the Lord had given me in a dream that song, Christ is the answer.
Yes.
Christ is the answer. But because I'm dealing with some issues with my throat, I won't be able to sing it. Someone has suggested, actually, Felicia has suggested that I have a song that I sing beforehand before I give. And so maybe I'll just sing a verse of it.
Okay.
Christ is the answer. He's the answer. He's the only answer. Christ, he's the answer. Oh, yes, he is. He's the only answer for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your words on tonight. Thank you for every listener. God, go into every listener's home. Go into every listener's heart. God, touch them on tonight. Let your word retain and remain in their hearts and their spirit, God, that when it's needed, it will come back before them, come back unto them. That when it's needed, God, they will hear you say, I am your answer. I am your only way. That with me all things are possible. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word. God, after all you have given us and all that you have said is available to us, God, the most important thing you've given us outside of your love is your word, God, and we thank you for it.
Yes.
We thank you that we can apply it over our minds, our heart, and our bodies. God, we thank you for your blood of your son, Jesus Christ. We apply it over our lives, over our families. We apply it over everything about us and with us and in us, God. We apply the blood of Christ. God, we just thank you for blessing America. Blessing our homes, blessing our jobs, blessing our children, blessing our ins and outs. God, for when we don't know what to pray, God, we could just say, God, I'm calling on you. Touch me right now, God, from my head to my toe. Put a hedge around me to protect me and keep all things away from me, God. And anything and everything that try to come to me, God, we will apply Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16 over us. God, we will just apply your word over us day in and day out. God, for we know you are the answer. We know you are our refuge. We know you are our provider. We know that you are our healer. God, we thank you for all things that you have been in our lives. But most of all, God, we thank you for being God. God, give people an ear to hear the word on tonight, a heart to receive it, and a mind to meditate on your word day and night. For God, all we didn't ask in prayer on tonight, God, blame it to my head and not my heart. But I just ask you to cover every listener on this line, every listener that will be listening in the future, years and hours to come. God, we just want to say thank you one more time. In Jesus' name it is so, amen. And for those of you that don't have a church home to go to, my church is at 4244 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624, with the pastor servant Troy Thomas. We're also having church this Sunday coming up. Will be the fourth Sunday. Church will be starting at 4 p.m. So please feel free to come on by and enjoy service with us, because we will be having a fellowship with another church. I don't know the name of the church right now, because that hasn't been passed around information to me, but we will be there having service and giving God the praise and the honor at 4 p.m. And I would also like to tell you all, don't forget to come back and join us on Friday night with Facebook Live, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. The program is called Let's Talk at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, that's not 8. That's the wrong time. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll also be here on Blog Talk Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. I should say that right. Apostle elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That program will be on Sunday mornings. And then back here on Monday, that will be the fourth Monday of the month. And our speaker on that Monday will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. So please come back at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that program. And if you all get, like, confused or forget the times, go back and listen to this in the archives. Also follow my Facebook postings, Sylvia Kaiser, which will give out blog talk information as well as Facebook Live. And you can continue to follow us. Please share these messages, share these postings, because we're trying to get the word of God out, where people can say they know what thus said the Lord, where there will be no excuses, because in this day and age, there will be no excuses. So with that all being said, again, Minister Margot, thank you for blessing us on tonight with the word of God and with the power and strength that God has given you. Thank you so much. For the rest of you all, have a good night. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Night.